Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer strikes out. 1 out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nottebart hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Schaefer moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lillis. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nottebardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buell, and towards Santo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brock Davis pinch runs for John Bateman. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Don Nottebohrt. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs catches it and throws to first to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Jim Campbell now catching. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Landrum throws the ball into Banks, who tags Staub trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spangler scores. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Adlesh now catching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.